Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the Atlanta Black Family Expo, to be held at the Marriott Marquis on November 9th this year. So to learn more, visit AtlantaBlackFamilyExpo.com. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Sharon Frame about why we need to bring a bigger bucket in life. My guest today is a former CNN anchor. She is a graduate of Emerson College in Boston, where she majored in broadcast journalism. She is an empowerment speaker and a follow-through coach. My guest has authored four books, including Wired to Win, The Ultimate Guide for Women Who Want to Plug In, Power Up, and Push Through to Personal Greatness. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is an award-winning speaker who uses her God-given talent to encourage, inspire, and empower people to tap into their true worth. Ms. Sharon Frame, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you, Spark Plug. It's an honor to be here, and I'm all fired up after that introduction.
All right. How are you today?
I'm splendidly well. Absolutely thrilled to be with you.
All right. Well, Sharon, we know you're extremely busy, so we want to get right into it, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Go ahead and tell us up front, what do you mean when you say bring a bigger bucket?
Well, it simply means, Spark Plug, to come to life expecting more, stretching to become more, expanding the way you think in order to live to your full maximum potential. You know, that's the only thing that really satisfies our souls, to live with significance, meaning, and purpose, to use our talents and gifts to be able to serve others, which is really our calling.
So why is it so difficult, Sharon, for people to live by this simple concept?
Well, I think that it's tough to walk in that awareness because most people are seeing the glass half empty. I think that if you look at what the concept of bringing a bigger bucket means, it is calling us to fetch as much as we can. Because life says to us, I flow freely and abundantly. I offer a flood of unlimited opportunities. That concept is very difficult for people to grasp because they identify so much with the difficulties in life. But life really says, I don't really care how much you fetch. Some people bring a teaspoon. Some people might bring, other utensils, a tablespoon. But I say, why not bring a bucket? And why not make the bucket big? Because it doesn't matter to life what you do. It's saying all the opportunities are there. But I think there are a lot of things that allow people to cause themselves to be victims, if you want to say, I don't like to use that word, but setbacks and failures and disappointments and rejections, and the list goes on. People are beaten down. It's difficult to get back up on their own. So instead of looking for opportunities in life, people tend to start really marinating in the difficulties. And if you don't counter those negative thoughts, negativity will start to drive your life, and everything you see, you will be seeing through the prism of negativity. That's the problem.
So in other words, don't be a victim, be victorious.
Absolutely. You are in complete control of your life. We must take responsibility. The beauty of that is when we understand that we are in control, if we don't like where we are, we've got the power to fix it. We can change. It's that simple. Didn't say easy. I said it's that simple.
Well, speaking of change, what are some of the strategies that you can share with our listening audience today? Maybe some people who may be stuck in a negative mindset and they're just not quite sure about how to free themselves and thrive.
Well, you know, there is a line in Amy Grant's song that says, it takes a little while to turn the Titanic around. And we see this phenomenon just about every year around January when people get excited because they want to start afresh. And they've got good intentions. They're earnest. They're honest about it. They really have a desire to turn things around. and we make our resolutions. We say we're going to lose those extra 20 pounds, and we're going to have a positive attitude and beat back procrastination and fear. But what happens? When the thrill is gone, we sizzle. We've got to have an attitude of stick-to-itiveness. So what I tell my clients is, first, we've got to acknowledge where we are, that we are stuck in a negative mind trap. We've got to acknowledge where we are in order to be able to go to where we want to go. Then we have to have a desire and a determination to change. The Bible talks about how you have to knock for the door to open. A lot of times people have a desire for the door to open. They want the door to open. They pray for the door to open, but they don't knock. Knock symbolizes taking action. So for us to shift our mentality, to turn the Titanic around, we have got to go beyond just wanting to do it and also seeking the opportunity to do it. We have to hold fast a visual image of who we want to be, where we want to go. Some wise person once said, it's never too late to become the person you might have been. So it's never too late to turn the Titanic around. But we've got to take small, myopic steps every day to undo, to dismantle those negative thoughts and replace them with the positive thoughts backed up by positive action, which is what I teach in my focus and follow-through coaching sessions.
Oh, right. Well, you describe yourself, Sharon, as an empowerment speaker. Define that for us, please.
Well, you know, I believe that we all came to the planet pre-wired for success, pre-programmed for greatness. I talk about that in my book, Wired to Win, and thank you for mentioning it. It's the ultimate guide for women who want to plug in, power up, and push through to personal greatness. Those three steps are very key. Plug in, power up, and push through to personal greatness. So if we came to the planet pre-wired for success, pre-programmed for greatness, we have the power. Most people do not realize that concept, that they've got the power. It's like a diamond in the rough, you know? That diamond has always been there, but we can't see it because it's so sooty, it's dirty. And we just need to work and refine and reveal the glimmer and the beauty. And as an empowerment speaker, that is what I do. I give clients the tools and the strategies to uncover and to use their innate God-given power. You know, we've got to clarify, though, the definition of power. To me, power is the ability to do, to create, to activate, to make use of. So, say, for instance, you've got a smartphone, and it has the ability to make calls, to record messages, to store data, to hook you up with your girlfriends and your boyfriends, to get you connected to the Internet and expose you to an amazing world out there. But what if you never turn it on? You've got the power. The phone has the power, but if we never turn it on, plug it up, juice it up, what good is it? And that's what happens with us. We came here with the power. We're connected to God because he created us with that kind of power. All we've got to do is figure out how to plug up to the ultimate connection and acknowledge who we are. So I teach people how to do that, to plug in, to power up, and to push through to personal greatness.
Well, we talked earlier about not being a victim, being victorious. Sharon, in your opinion, why do you think some people always seem to succeed in life, no matter what they do, while others just seem to struggle?
That's an interesting question. It is such a very strange way that I thought, how do we identify why some people succeed and why some people fail? Study successful people. They leave clues. I can't remember who said that, but they said successful people leave clues. So I went back and said, what clues are successful people leaving? First of all, successful people think differently. Sparkplug, I know you know that everything begins with a thought, and a thought leads to other things, your beliefs and your habits, and that determines your destiny. So if you want to identify someone, you look at what they're thinking about. If you want to identify where you will be in 20 years, examine your thoughts. Successful people think differently. Successful people also are doers. They're not watchers. They're not those folks who sing the chorus, what will be, will be. You don't let life determine where you end up. You create your life. That is a differentiating point successful people and people who struggle all the time. People who struggle wait for things and watch for things to happen and say, oh me, oh my, why is this happening to me? Successful people look at the opportunities in life, rather, and people who struggle look at the difficulties, and therefore they think differently. Cosmetic giant Estee Lauder put it this way. She said, I got here not because I wished for it or because I hoped for it, but because I worked for it. So successful people not only desire to do well in life, they put their hands to the plow. They dream big, then they wake up, and they take risks, and they create what they want. There's another wonderful quote I love. It says, progress always involves risks. You can't steal second base and keep your foot on first. People who struggle in life don't take risks because they figure, well, I'm going to fail. They've already drawn that conclusion that it's not going to work. So they've set themselves up for failure. Successful people, on the other hand, say, hey, if I take that risk and run to second base, that's progress. So they take the risk, and they might flounder. They might fail. However, failure to them is not failure. What failure is never getting up. Failure to them is actually a catapulting effect that puts them closer to success. So I say bring it on. Bring on the failure, because what does failure do? It hones you. It puts you closer to that yes. So you get 100 no's as a salesperson. But the other time you knock on the door, that might be the yes. It took, I think it was Jack Canfield and his cohort writing the amazing series of books. Is it Chicken Soup for the Soul?
That's right.
It took them 54 no's before one publisher said, okay, I think I'll believe in your dream and I'll publish your book. What if they had given up at the rejection number 2 or number 20 or number 30? Successful people don't give up until it's done. They never count themselves out. And that's what we've got to do as people. Never count yourself out. Always strive to be your best. Keep on pushing on and understand that every day you wake up, it's another opportunity to grow, to stretch, to see the better side, the glass half full. In fact, I see my glass full and running over, because that's how we start serving other people. When we have an experience where our glass is full and running over, we can serve a lot more people that way.
All right. Well, Sharon, let's change gears here a little bit, just a little bit. Now, you direct your core message to women, which mm-hmm. is underscored in your book, Lead Her Ship. Now, that's a unique title. Tell us a little bit more about it, please.
Don't you love that title? I get so many amazing comments about that title. Lead Her Ship is based on four core anchors that I teach women, and that's ownership, relationship, scholarship, and stewardship. Ownership is all about taking control and responsibility, owning your life. Wherever you are today, your actions brought you there. Of course, there are other circumstances, extenuating circumstances that played into that. But again, if you want to change it, you've got to own it and say, okay, seeing that I've got the power to change it, I'm going to own it and take full responsibility. Relationship is all about learning to love yourself, knowing your value, knowing your worth, knowing how God created you and that you are an amazing creature. You are an amazing individual. You've got great talents and gifts, and you need to learn how to tap into that. Once that's been established, you will not likely tolerate toxic, harmful relationships. So you won't, you know, allow people to treat you any kind of way. You'll insist on allowing only healthy connections in your circle. When we value ourselves, we teach people how to train us. We teach people how to treat us. We teach people how to love us. So we've got to be able to develop those healthy relationships. Scholarship is the next level. And, you know, scholarship is learning constantly. I think it was Jim Rohn who says, the essence of life is growth. And if you're not growing in life, you are not going to be lasting too long. You're digging your grave. You're going to be hanging up 6 feet under after a while. So if you're not growing, you're dying, is basically what I'm saying. So if it's, say, for instance, you want to get that promotion on the job, why sit there and think about it and say, I wish I could get that promotion? Why not take those extra classes? Why not go back to school? Why not invest in yourself because you're worth it? see it. Again, it brings up your worth. And then, you know, after a while, those things, you start to determine your life by the actions you take. So scholarship is constant. Scholarship is learning. Scholarship is expanding our minds, doing whatever it takes to get us to the next level, to set ourselves up for success. And the last leg is stewardship, which is key, I think, to life, because stewardship is all about giving back, learning how to be servants, learning how to serve others, lifting other people as you climb, helping along the way. If you're going up, lift someone else up. Seriously, also, to be a good steward of the talent that God has given you. Because we're here on the planet to help and assist, but we've got to identify what our talent is and work on honing it, refining it, making it better, and using it to the fullest potential. That's what scholarship, stewardship, relationship, and ownership is all about. And I'm just so excited because we have a cruise every year called the Leadership Empowerment Cruise. And we're having one June 2nd through the 6th, 2014. We'd love to have you guys come along with us. This year it's called You Deserve It. It's all about small businesses, teaching women how to really embrace themselves as women, giving them the tools and the resources to set themselves up for success in business. We always have a great time of learning and leisure with a great backdrop in the tropics. I mean, what else can you ask for?
Well, you also have an event coming up on December 9th called You Deserve It, Business Women's Revival.
Absolutely.
What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's actually December 7th.
December 7th, okay.
Yeah, and it's in response to and to help set up the cruise, because one of the things I do is, as it relates to stewardship, is to make sure that 10% of the people on this cruise are women who ordinarily would not be able to afford it. So we get scholarships for women who are vetted through nonprofits like Phoenix Pass, with whom I collaborate every year to identify women who are going through a transitional period in their lives. Phoenix Pass is a transitional home for women who are homeless with their children. They take them through these amazing, rigorous courses and get them back on their feet and track them for 2 years. They identify women who are working hard to get their lives back together. And we just want to celebrate with them and give them some accolades. So we identify women, and we get the scholarship money for them to go on the cruise and sit at the feet of amazing women who are teaching great principles, enhancement principles, life-sustaining principles. So that's one of the reasons why we're having this event, to generate the funds to help put these women who ordinarily would not be able to go on the cruise, put them on the cruise. So this event is going to be awesome. It's called, yes, as you said, You Deserve It, Women's Business Revival. We want to make sure that we're helping women do a number of things, and these are some of the topics we're going to be touching on: how to plan great events and get sponsors, how to avoid website ripoffs, how to make social media work for you, how to be a magnet for hot referrals, how to barter big and keep your cash in your pocket, how to take guilt-free vacations on the cheap, because, you know, business people, sometimes they forget that they need to take a break, push away from that desk. I was chatting with a business owner just this week, and she said, I went on vacation for the first time since 1997, I think she said. I thought, are you kidding me? We're tethered to our businesses, and we don't understand. We might be stressing ourselves out. So this leisure and learning gives you an opportunity to relax, to get the spa treatment, do great excursions on the cruise. But on the 7th, we're going to give you all this amazing resources and tools. And someone special is going to be there. I think he's named Mr. Sparkplug. If some people call him Sparkplug, he's going to talk about how to reignite the spark in your dream and in your business. So thank you so much for being a part of this event and co-sponsoring the You Deserve It. People need to know they deserve it. They're worthy of it. We have a hard time reconciling the fact that we deserve the best in life. We deserve to really be successful at what we do, because we have the ability, we've got the power to do it. Give yourself permission to deserve to live a better life is all we're saying. Give yourself permission to have an extraordinary job, extraordinary business, extraordinary ideas, extraordinary vacations. Just live to the fullest, because you don't come back to repeat this. You don't get a second chance at life. So live it with your cup running over.
Well, Sharon, You Deserve It. That sounds like a book title, and I'm definitely looking forward to being there, sharing with the ladies on December the 7th. So
yes,
you're doing so many exciting things. You're also hosting your own brand new talk show on the WIN Network called Focus and Follow Through, Getting Things Done While Having Fun. Why is having fun so important for success today?
Oh, my. Well, experts will tell you that people learn more if they have fun while they're doing something. They look forward to it. You cannot make life a drudgery, because if it is, you won't show up for the party. I always say, if you're not going to invite me to the party, if you're not going to have fun, rather, don't invite me to the party, because fun allows you to be engaged. Fun allows you to take risks. Fun allows you to be like a kid again in a candy store. You know how children are. Everything is exciting to them. There are no limits with children. They're just so excited about everything. They've got questions for everything. They're just pinging off the walls. And because of that, their life and their world is so great. There is absolutely nothing they can't do. Don't promise a child that you'll take them somewhere, because they expect you to. That's what we've got to do with ourselves. Expect ourselves to be successful. And when you're engaged in fun and joy, man, your productivity level will increase. Imagine going to work and having an environment where you look forward to going into work every day. Don't you think that your level of productivity would increase? Yes, it would. So I say, life is calling us. It's inviting us to the party. Life says, dance like no one's watching. Sing like no one's listening. Work like you don't need the money. And love like you've never been hurt. It's all about taking risks. It's all about coming to the party and saying, I am going to enjoy life. Why should we want to be just dragging through life, moping through life, counting all of our problems? Because what you do, Scripture says, as a man thinks, so is he. So I say then, think, what is it you want? What is it you want? Whatever it is that you want will manifest to you. Whatever we put out in the universe comes back to us. It ricochets. And if we know we've got that particular type of power to set ourselves up, why not say what it is you want? Because that's what's going to ricochet back to you. Do what it is that you desire. Multiply that. Supersize it, as McDonald's would say. Have some fries with that. Enjoy yourself. As opposed to having a pity party about what's going on, why not turn it around and say, you know, I'm going to make this the greatest day of my life. I'm going to command my day, command my week. I'm going to co-create with God. That's the power we have. If you do not like what's happening in your life, you have got the ability to do it. Do you realize that we came here full throttle with everything we need? All we need is an outside stimulus. And that's why coaches are so very important. That's why my focus and follow-through coaching system is so key, because it helps people to laser focus, turbocharge, and find a way systematically to start doing what they want to do, to reaching their goals by taking those small myopic steps that lead to greatness. We've got to take those steps that lead to greatness and reverse the negative and start planting some positive roots, some positive seeds that will bring up the positive results in our lives. Yes.
Well, Sharon, before we bring this interview to a close, tell us a little bit more about your annual Leadership Cruise that offers women a four-day getaway of leisure and learning.
Man, it's so splendid. We've had women from four different states, some others beyond, that come together and have just a blast enjoying each other's company, great resources, amazing workshops throughout the day, wonderful excursions. We even had, last time we went to Cancun and Key West. We had six men among us. So, men, do not count yourselves out. In fact, next time we're having a couple of gentlemen who are going to be participating with us and being a part of our panel discussion on the You Deserve It Leadership Empowerment Cruise, June 2nd through the 6th. We're going to Coco Cay and Nassau, Bahamas. We're going to have a splendidly good time. It's all about seminar at sea. And for business owners, we're identifying business owners this year. This is a great tax write-off. So you have no excuse of saying, well, you know, I can't push away. You can push away from the table, push away from the office, and just allow yourself to breathe. Allow yourself to surround yourself with people of like minds and get some amazing information along the way. So we're really looking forward to it. Certainly you can go to my website, SharonFrameSpeaks.com, SharonFrameSpeaks.com, and please, we have a wonderful way that you can start paying for that in small installment payments. We're looking for you to start at least put your down payment down the 15th of November, and you can pay this baby off in no time, well before it's time to set sail. So go to my website, SharonFrameSpeaks.com, and get all the information about my focus and follow-through coaching. I've got a 30-day challenge, Spark Plug. I challenge people to identify something that they want to accomplish in 30 days, and I've developed a system that puts them on track and gives them public accountability and gives them that wonderful sense of support. So we've got people who are building their businesses, learning how to be better speakers. I had one guy who wrote a book in 27 days. I wrote my book in 30 days because that's how the leadership 30-day challenge started. I had to write a book in 30 days. I said, okay, well, let me start a system. I developed a system, and now people are using it. People in Maui, I've got a group of people in Maui who use the system who are developing their business because I train them how to take myopic steps every single day, being held accountable every single day, move them to amazing results in 30 days, in 6 months, in a year. Just imagine doing 3 steps every single day. At the end of the week, you've done 15 steps to move you closer to your goals, to your vision, and to your desired dreams. So please, hop on board. Join the party.
Well, Sharon, can people purchase your books on your website?
They certainly can. They go to SharonFrameSpeaks.com. I've got several books out, as you've mentioned, Wired to Win, the Ultimate Guide for Women Who Want to Plug In, Power Up, and Push Through to Personal Greatness. Then there's Leadership, Own It, Love It, Learn It, Give It. That was the book I wrote in 30 days, which set up the 30-day challenge. And then we've got a fascinating home study course called The 67th Book of the Bible. A lot of folks ask me, well, I thought there were 66 books in the Bible. Yes, there are. But the 67th book is the provocative book that we write every day by virtue of how we live our lives, how we treat each other, how we treat our neighbors and our friends, because that's the book people read. Very few people will sit down and study the Bible, but they study the way we as Christians treat each other. We as human beings treat each other. So the 67th book of the Bible is a phenomenal home study course that takes you through wonderful journey and identifies 12 amazing concepts for you to identify how you can be a better person based on the characters in scriptures and what they face. I'll give you an example. The first chapter deals with, are you a risk taker? Do you take risks? And we look at the life of Esther and how she was called at an appointed time and she had to take certain risks to put herself in harm's way even, but it was her destiny. And because of that, she helped to save an entire race of people. We are all destined to do great things in life, and great is a relative term, but we've got to set ourselves up, and we've got to take the risks that God says, okay, you can do it because you've got the power within you. Take those calculated risks and move yourself closer to your destiny, because destiny is calling. Will we
Sharon?
Listen to it? Will we receive the call of destiny?
Sharon, we only have 30 seconds left, so tell us very quickly, how can people plug in and connect with you?
Again, they can go to my website at SharonFrameSpeaks.com. That is SharonFrame as in picture frame, speaks.com. And my number, the home office is 678-602-2899. Thank you so much, Sparkplug, for this opportunity.
All right. Ms. Sharon Frame, America's leading focused and follow-through coach, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug.
All right. You've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners in Metro Atlanta like Ms. Sharon Frame. Learn more at SharonFrameSpeaks.com. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at SparkplugPeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. And check out the latest pictures from our recent photo shoots of our new clients right there at our Facebook page. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another absolutely incredible job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call at 770-460-5995. Once again, 770-460-5995. $59.95. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.